KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And we've just had news that Emma Watts, who was chief of what is now called 20th Century Studios, of course was 20th Century Fox Studios, is leaving Disney. And this is less than a year after the Disney merger, the Disney acquisition of Fox closed. And what has happened here is, first of all, we should talk a little bit about who Emma Watts is, but this is also part of kind of the dismantling of Fox and the reaction to Emma Watts's resignation from people like Steven Spielberg and Ryan Reynolds. I think it's sort of a signal that there's queasiness around the way that Disney has completely swallowed Fox, even though the kind of movies Emma Watts made don't fit obviously into what Disney has done in the past, at least.
Deadpool is a perfect example, a hard R-rated superhero movie. She's also known for movies like Ford v. Ferrari, The Martian. These are kind of upper expense level, adult-oriented dramas that are a risk in today's climate. You know, the interesting thing here is that when Disney bought Fox, there was all of this, you know, we love the Fox executives, we love the brands, we love the creative output, and slowly Disney has backed away from that. You know, Bob Iger has made some critical comments about the year that Fox had before they bought the studio. Some of the executives that came over are no longer with the studio. And people thought Emma Watts would have a tough time melding with that Disney culture where they don't care if your movie makes $100 million. They want the movies that make $1 billion. And Emma Watts had to fit into that culture.
Well, they want $1 billion. They often will want, you know, lunchboxes and t-shirts. I mean, they have a big machine there and a certain type of movie that fits into the big machine. People thought maybe Disney would try in this era with the streaming service that there would be more diversification. Maybe there would be room. I know Emma Watts tried to push the envelope there and see. Basically, she went in with a positive attitude to see, well, Disney's telling me they want me to do this, so let me see if I can get these movies made. And, you know, she aggressively went for things that would not fit the Disney mold, which are things that Hollywood's creative community are kind of desperate for. So even though she, you know, she has very significant backers, I just mentioned Steven Spielberg, you mentioned Ryan Reynolds, these people have given statements saying they would work with her anywhere, which I believe is kind of unusual, you know, that kind of support. But she also had detractors. She could be brusque with people. You know, she didn't always return her calls. But nonetheless, I think that Hollywood is sort of collectively feeling this is almost a moment of, you know, mourning for what was when Fox was a legacy studio. And I will add, Fox had a lot of top-level women executives. Stacey Snyder was a chairman. Emma Watts was her partner running the studio there. They had Elizabeth Gabler, whose very successful Fox 2000 label was abruptly shut down. And I think people are noticing, you know, when you have a studio that was so dominated at the top by women, and then pretty much all of those women are gone now with the departure of Emma Watts, and Disney has this paucity of female executives at the top.
Well, what everybody's looking at right now is Fox Searchlight, which is now called just Searchlight. That is the independent specialty label that was very successful under Fox and has been transferred over to Disney. That is also co-run by a woman, Nancy Utley. And what is going to happen to that label? Because Bob Iger has said that he loves the Searchlight label, that they're going to be very important for them winning awards and stocking the streaming service. But I don't know. I mean, does this Searchlight label fit into the Disney strategy?
Yes, it is beloved among independent filmmakers, very important ones, and that will be closely watched. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.